This recording, Louisiana 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who has been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in the North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, comma, comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with a palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that the course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Born here in New Orleans, grew up in the Gentilly area. So Gentilly is like, to me, pretty boring. Nothing there. Like everything was family, you know, at that time. It's like graveyard, family, nothing. Yeah, I mean, it's like that area, and it's like there's University of New Orleans, like the lakefront area, which is not far from there. So it's not like it's the country area or anything like that. It's just like a family area. I went to UNO for a while, and then I decided, oh, that's not what I'm going to do with my life. I want to work, and it's just like the universities, and like it's not happening fast enough. So I'm going to get out and get on my own. 2 to 3 weeks ago, I was outside of the city, and I was in the plantation area, like Lutcher, Donaldsonville area. And there was a lot of Cajun people there, which I was very shocked and surprised because I wasn't aware of that. That's like plantation area. So I'm still thinking old school ways. And then I'm like hearing some of the accents, and it was just like, to me, it was a culture shock because there was a little small area there, and it's called Paulina. Maybe like 45 minutes outside of New Orleans. They still have that real heavy Cajun, you know, you hear it.